Psychology Archetypes with Astrology Case Study, Ramya, Part 1. Ascendant, Cancer, Ashlesha Nakshatra. Ramya's Cancer Ascendant places emotional sensitivity, nurturing intelligence, and intuitive perception at the core of her personality. As a water sign ruled by the moon, Cancer is deeply connected to the emotional undercurrents of life. Its essence is receptivity, empathy, and a desire to protect and emotionally support what she values. This ascendant makes Ramya someone who naturally reads emotional energy in a room and often feels responsible for the emotional well-being of others. But Cancer here is filtered through Ashlesha Nakshatra, which adds a psychological edge. Ashlesha, ruled by Mercury, gives her a serpentine emotional intelligence, sharp, observant, and strategic. There is an instinct to emotionally analyze, to protect through insight, and to withdraw when energy becomes overwhelming or misaligned. Ashlesha's archetype isn't merely nurturing, it's transformative through emotional precision. This combination evokes the strategist archetype as the foundational pattern in Ramya's personality. While Cancer provides the emotional core, Ashlesha equips her with the ability to read between lines, track subtle emotional shifts, and calculate when and how to respond. Ramya doesn't simply feel, she processes, and in that processing, she builds her psychological advantage. She likely guards her emotional self until trust is established, and when it is, she can be deeply loyal, wise, and protective. She may come across as calm, even reserved, but beneath that exterior is a mind that is always watching, processing, and mapping emotional patterns. Her empathy is not always soft, it is protective. She may use words sparingly, but when she does, they are likely to be precise, revealing deep truths or insights that others may find startling in their accuracy. Psychologically, her identity is shaped by an ongoing quest for emotional security. But it's not just about safety, it's about clarity. She seeks to understand why she feels what she feels, and equally, why others behave as they do. This makes her an effective emotional observer in both personal and professional spheres, with a tendency to offer insight rather than overt nurturing. In daily life, this could manifest as someone who works best in emotionally safe, familiar environments, but also someone who is highly adaptable, able to camouflage when necessary, and withdraw to protect her energy when boundaries are crossed. Trust is hard-earned with her, and once it's broken, her response may not be loud, but it will be final. At her highest expression, Ramya's Cancer Ascendant in Ashlesha becomes a force of psychological navigation, combining instinct with intellect and empathy with boundaries. Through the strategist, she doesn't just survive emotional complexity, she masters it and quietly teaches others how to do the same. Psychology Archetypes with Astrology, Case Study, Ramya, Part 2. Sixth House, Service, Discipline, and Emotional Refinement. Jupiter in Sagittarius, Purva Ashada Nakshatra, Jupiter rules the sixth and ninth houses. The sixth house in Ramya's chart is a significant arena for personal growth, self-discipline, and spiritual maturity. With Jupiter placed here in its own sign, Sagittarius, she brings expansive intelligence, moral focus, and a higher philosophical orientation into her daily routines, work environment, and capacity to handle conflict or crisis. The sixth house is where the soul is tested through everyday challenges, and for Ramya, this testing becomes a pathway for both service and wisdom. Jupiter here activates the visionary archetype in the most grounded, day-to-day part of her life. While others may see service or work as duties, Ramya approaches them as part of a larger ethical or spiritual structure. Her routines are not just for survival, they are acts of alignment. She thrives in environments where her principles are respected and where she can contribute meaningfully to the growth of others. Whether in a caregiving, healing, teaching, or guiding role, she's someone who brings perspective and upliftment to those around her, especially when things are difficult. Purva Ashada Nakshatra, ruled by Venus, brings both emotional conviction and internal fire to this placement. Ramya may approach her work and health routines with a sense of invincibility. She pushes through emotional weight with focused idealism. But Purva Ashada also seeks purification, meaning her work often becomes a mirror for deeper emotional truths she is meant to acknowledge and evolve. She may go through cycles of idealism followed by disillusionment until she refines how to serve without losing herself in the process. As the lord of both her sixth and ninth houses, Jupiter connects her daily efforts, sixth, with her higher beliefs, ninth, suggesting a life path where philosophy and discipline must walk hand in hand. Ramya doesn't just want to work, she wants her work to matter. She needs alignment between her moral compass and her tasks. When these are in harmony, she radiates both competence and inner calm. But if that alignment falters, if she feels the work lacks meaning, she may grow restless or feel spiritually drained. Psychologically, this placement speaks to someone who experiences internal conflict as a refining flame. Ramya may carry high expectations of herself and others, especially around fairness, commitment, or doing what's right. At times, this can result in overgiving or burnout, particularly if she feels responsible for upholding standards others don't share. Yet it also gives her a powerful resilience. She learns to grow through service, to transform through consistency, and to lead quietly by example. At her highest expression, Ramya becomes a philosophical servant leader, one who elevates even the most ordinary responsibilities into acts of meaning. Through the visionary archetype, she weaves moral intelligence into daily life, creating systems and rituals that heal, guide, and transform both herself and those she serves. Her sixth house isn't a place of struggle, it's a temple of refinement. Psychology archetypes with astrology, case study, Ramya, part 3. Eighth house, psychological depth, intimacy, and inner alchemy. Mercury in Aquarius, Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra, Mercury rules the 3rd and 12th houses. The 8th house in Ramya's chart is a powerful center of transformation, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. With Mercury placed here in Aquarius, her mental landscape is oriented toward depth, complexity, and systems that lie beneath the surface. The 8th house governs themes of vulnerability, trust, shared energy, and rebirth. And Mercury brings cognition into these shadowy domains, allowing her to think her way through transformation. This placement activates the reformer archetype, particularly in how Ramya processes truth, knowledge, and emotional complexity. She doesn't take people or situations at face value. Instead, her mind naturally penetrates into hidden layers. Subconscious motives, taboo subjects, ancestral stories, or collective pain. She may be drawn to psychological inquiry, alternative healing, or social systems that deal with trauma and change. For her, transformation isn't just personal, it's intellectualized and systematized. Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra, ruled by Jupiter, gives Mercury an intense, mystical edge. This nakshatra blends the cerebral coolness of Aquarius with spiritual heat, a burning desire to purify what is hidden. It suggests that Ramya's mind is both logical and spiritually attuned, capable of holding paradoxes, emotional nuance, and symbolic truths. She may appear rational on the outside, but internally she carries a fire for deeper meaning, and often experiences intense mental evolution through crisis, endings, or inner disillusionment. As Mercury rules her 3rd house, communication and self-effort, and 12th house, spiritual retreat and subconscious patterns, its placement in the 8th links her inner voice with hidden transformation. This suggests that her healing and growth often come through processing what others avoid: difficult conversations, subconscious fears, karmic pain. She may also have a quiet gift for guiding others through their own emotional shadows, often through words, whether written, spoken, or silently offered through presence. Psychologically, this is a mind forged in quiet storms. Ramya may wrestle with mental anxiety, especially around trust, exposure, or emotional entanglement. But this very tension is also her strength. Her ability to synthesize emotional truth and intellectual clarity makes her a deeply insightful person, someone who can hold others' secrets without judgment and help translate pain into insight. In relationships, she may be cautious with vulnerability. She likely craves deep connection, but needs mental safety first. Her intimacy must be built on trust, intelligence, and mutual transformation. Casual bonds don't interest her for long. At her highest expression, Ramya's 8th house becomes a chamber of intellectual alchemy. Through the reformer archetype, she helps others restructure their emotional foundations, offering clarity where there was confusion, and logic where there was fear. Her power doesn't lie in emotional display. It lies in the way she listens, speaks, and translates truth through the most transformative passages of human experience. Psychology Archetypes with Astrology, Case Study, Ramya, Part 4. Ninth House, Belief Systems, Higher Learning and Spiritual Philosophy. Moon, Sun, Saturn, and Mars in Pisces, Ravati and Uttarabhadrapada Nakshatras. Moon rules the first house, Sun rules the second, Saturn rules the seventh and eighth, Mars rules the fifth and tenth. Ramya's ninth house is a profound domain of spiritual searching, philosophical conviction, and moral transformation, with four planets, Moon, Sun, Saturn, and Mars, all clustered in Pisces. Her belief systems are not abstract ideals, but living forces that shape her identity, direction, and purpose. The ninth house in her chart is not merely about what she believes. It is about how she embodies belief through experience, challenge, and grace. The moon here activates the visionary archetype in its emotional form. As the ruler of her ascendant, it indicates that her entire sense of self is deeply connected to the pursuit of meaning. In Ravati Nakshatra, this moon adds compassion, quiet intuition, and a longing to offer emotional wisdom to others. Ramya's inner world is guided by spiritual sensitivity and a strong moral compass. She doesn't just think about higher truths, she feels them. This placement suggests a deep maternal instinct in how she shares wisdom, perhaps through writing, counseling, or mentorship. She is here to guide others toward emotional wholeness through the lens of philosophy or spiritual care. The Sun, ruler of her second house of values, also in Pisces, brings the reformer archetype into her dharmic framework. The Sun's presence in Uttarabhadrapada Nakshatra brings a serious, inward-turning sense of moral responsibility. It suggests a quiet leadership style. Ramya leads not by dominance, but by her ability to hold the weight of truth with integrity. Her values and sense of purpose are linked to spiritual service, hidden strength, and the ability to carry light in the darkest corners of emotional or collective space. Her words carry weight, not because they are loud, but because they are deeply considered. Saturn, ruler of her seventh and eighth houses, adds the guardian archetype to her belief structure. In Uttarabhadrapada, Saturn deepens her emotional maturity and gives her the strength to hold space for suffering, whether her own or others. She may have faced early limitations or existential questions that forced her to grow up quickly, philosophically speaking. Yet this gives her a steady, enduring faith, one that is built not on dogma, but on endurance and lived experience. Her beliefs are slow to form, but once they do, they are unshakable. Mars, ruling her fifth and tenth houses, gives her belief system a dynamic edge through the executor archetype. She doesn't just contemplate ideals, she acts on them. In Pisces and Uttarabhadrapada, Mars expresses through spiritual strength, moral courage, and the ability to channel energy into long-term service. She likely has a quiet fire for purpose-driven action, whether in career, creative expression, or philosophical advocacy. Her beliefs must lead to something real, something that benefits others. Psychologically, this ninth house cluster suggests that Ramya is on a lifelong quest to understand why we suffer, how we heal, and what holds it all together. Her approach to spirituality is inclusive, emotionally intelligent, and matured through time and testing. She may resist conventional belief systems in favor of her own deep, intuitive connection to the divine. Her wisdom is not performative, it is devotional. In her highest expression, Ramya becomes a spiritual anchor, someone who walks her talk, teaches by example, and uplifts others not through theory, but through her lived emotional truths. Through the visionary, reformer, guardian, and executor archetypes, she builds a belief system that is both sacred and serviceable, offering others not just answers, but the strength to keep searching. Psychology Archetypes with Astrology. Case Study, Ramya, Part 5. 10th House, Vocation, Public Contribution, and Outer Identity. Venus in Aries, Bharani Nakshatra. Venus rules the 4th and 11th houses, Ramya's 10th house, the arena of career, leadership, and her visible social role, is occupied by Venus in Aries, a placement that infuses her work with creative energy, charm, and a quiet drive to lead on her own terms. The 10th house is where we shape legacy, claim responsibility, and show up in the world. Venus here does not express through conventional authority. It leads through aesthetic intelligence, interpersonal poise, and an instinctive ability to bring harmony into complex spaces. This placement activates the creator archetype, but with a bold, self-directed tone. Venus in Aries is not passively artistic. It's initiatory. Ramya brings originality and passion to her professional path. She is someone who likely carves her own trail in the world, expressing her values not through compliance, but through innovation. Her authority comes not from title, but from her ability to make her work resonate visually, emotionally, or ideologically. Bharani Nakshatra, ruled by Venus itself, intensifies this creative and karmic drive. Bharani is associated with inner labor, carrying and transforming emotional weight into something life-giving. It brings a quality of emotional resilience and a capacity to lead through the act of containing and refining what others find overwhelming. In the 10th house, this suggests that Ramya's career may often involve emotionally intense roles, healing, design, art, education, or human-centered leadership where care and courage meet. She may not seek power directly, but she naturally attracts influence through the quality of presence she brings to her work. With Venus ruling both her 4th house, emotional foundation, and 11th house, community and aspirations, her professional life is deeply tied to both her internal values and her wider social contributions. She is most successful when she feels emotionally safe and when her work is aligned with a sense of collective beauty, fairness, or emotional upliftment. Her career path may intertwine personal healing with public contribution, blending heart and structure, solitude and visibility. Psychologically, this placement reflects someone who needs to create beauty and meaning in order to lead effectively. Ramya may experience frustration in roles that are overly rigid, emotionally dry, or disconnected from human need. Her leadership style is integrative. She brings people together, bridges emotional gaps, and often leads with softness that masks profound inner strength. She may also carry the karmic task of balancing independence with collaboration. Venus in Aries wants to lead on her own terms, but Bharani teaches that the true creation process is about holding space for others to evolve too. Her journey includes learning to harmonize self-direction with relational intelligence in the workplace. In her highest form, Ramya's 10th house becomes a platform for creative service, where the creator archetype transforms career into contribution, ambition into artistry, and responsibility into relational leadership. She doesn't just work. She weaves emotional insight, artistic vision, and quiet authority into everything she builds. Her legacy is one of transformation through beauty, care, and deeply human power.